Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 2nd of October, 2013. It's the birthday of Graham Greene, the novelist born in Berkhamsted, England, 1904. He was an avowed atheist. He'd been questioning his faith since boarding school. When he was 21, he wrote an essay referring to Catholics as people who worship the Virgin Mary, and he got an indignant reply from a young woman named Vivian Darrell Browning explaining that Catholics did not worship the Virgin Mary, they venerated her. He wrote back to her, and the two of them met, and Greene fell in love with her. She was a very devout Catholic, and she had other eligible men who were seeking her hand. But Greene was stubborn. He wrote her no less than 2,000 letters and postcards, and he converted to Catholicism and married Vivian and went on to write novels about characters struggling to reconcile their faith with the rest of their lives. His novel, The Power and the Glory, came out in 1940 about an old Mexican priest who calls himself a whiskey priest, who lives a life of drinking and adultery, and at the end of his life, he's living on the run, practicing his faith, even though the new revolutionary government has outlawed Catholic sacraments. And it's the birthday of Wallace Stevens, born in Reading, Pennsylvania, 1879. Thought about becoming a journalist, but he got a degree in law instead and took a job with the Hartford Accident and Indemnity Company, where he worked his way up to vice president. He was in charge of inspecting surety claims. A colleague of Stevens's said he was a very imaginative claims man. He was the dean of surety claims men in the whole country. Each day, Wallace Stevens walked 2 miles between his home and his office, and during these walks to and from work, he composed poetry. His first collection, Harmonium, was published when he was 43. Stevens said, "After one has abandoned a belief in God, poetry is that essence which takes its place as life's redemption." Here's a poem for today by Wallace Stevens, A Postcard from the Volcano. Children picking up our bones will never know that these were once as quick as foxes on the hill, and that in autumn, when the grapes made sharp air sharper by their smell, these had a being breathing frost. And least will guess that with our bones we left much more, left what still is the look of things, left what we felt and what we saw. The spring clouds blow above the shuttered mansion house beyond our gate, and the windy sky cries out a literate despair. We knew for long the mansion's look, and what we said of it became a part of what it is. Children, still weaving budded aureoles, will speak our speech, and never know, will say of the mansion that it seems as if he that lived there left behind a spirit storming in blank walls, a dirty house in a gutted world, a tatter of shadows peaked to white, smeared with the gold of the opulent sun. Wallace Stevens' poem, A Postcard from the Volcano, from his collected poems, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.